Welcome to the Thursday After Work podcast. My name is Matt.
I'm Joe.
And I'm David.
What are we talking about?
Stuff.
That's all we do.
We're going to talk shit.
We just talk shit.
Well, it's a Thursday After Work podcast. We gather around after work on Thursday. Oh, you didn't get that on mic.
Good. That's gross.
God damn it,
no,
Joey.
Don't get it on mic.
You're supposed to get it on mic.
I think all three of our fans.
What are you drinking over there, Joey?
I, tonight, have the Revolution Galaxy Hero.
I'm drinking some half-acre tuna, extra paleo.
And I'm going to talk shit about mine, so I'm not going to say the name.
No, go ahead and say that name. Blast these motherfuckers.
Put them on blast?
Put them on blast. It's light these motherfuckers up.
Fucking roast them.
It's a 2X stout by Southern Tier. Those right, fuckers from New York.
Stout. Hold on.
Yeah,
it's a milk stout. Let's go ahead and bring up, because this is a segment that I would like to introduce to the podcast, where we're going to have you drink a random beer every week.
So gross.
And you're going to...
one of us should start buying it.
Yeah, buy it, please.
Yeah.
Yeah. Spend $10.
Why not? Yeah, I'll fucking blow money on this. And you're going to review it per the guide on Beer Advocate.
All right, go. What's the number one?
From the background here, David, you don't like beer.
I don't. It's really bad.
Well, you...
you like your Guinness.
You like certain beers.
Certain beers are less gross.
Okay.
But over a nice Coca-Cola, I will take the Coca-Cola.
So let's go by each heading and break it down how all you right. like this beer.
Appearance so,
first
slash
appearance.
Look.
Yeah.
So it is, let's see.
Well, it's a stout.
Well, hold on. Let's break down
okay, Joey, whose review is this?
Yeah.
I'm giving some background. I'm
giving
some context.
It is black. It's very black. And that's...
Excuse me. African-American.
No, it's 2018. That's about all I can say for it. It's very black. I got nothing else to say about appearance.
Describe the beer's color, clarity, head retention, and lacing.
What's that first one? Color, black, clarity.
Very dark. Nothing.
Very dark. Head retention.
There was a lot of good ones. When you first poured it, there was a big head.
I don't really talk about this stuff because I don't like beers. What's lacing mean?
I don't know.
Is that the marks it leaves around the bottle?
Yeah.
It's there. That's a check mark for lacing.
Okay. Smell. How does it smell?
I'll give it a smell.
Give it a quick smell. What does it smell like?
It smells like every other beer I've ever smelled in my entire
that
life.
Can't be
what
true?
Does that smell like?
Okay.
Give me a smell. Let me describe this.
I'll give you some words like...
David is smelling the beer.
Give me certain like things like people say hops or something like that. I don't know what that stuff smells like.
No, it smells a little. All right, so let me give you a little backstory. I like beer. I brew beer.
As do I.
Yeah, so I know what this shit is.
That does not smell good.
No, it smells oat. It smells kind of like oats.
Or does it smell
that's
like
our oaty?
Does it smell like milk?
No, I smell oats.
Well, it's got a lot of milk.
I smell a little oatmeal, and I it's a milk stout.
What does oatmeal smell like?
Can I taste it? Will you get mad if I take a little sip?
No, I don't care. Okay. I'll have to drink less of it. You're doing me a favor.
Ooh. Ooh, whoa. I actually don't like stouts, and that's pretty good.
It's not.
I said the all same right, thing.
So,
I really like it.
So gross.
For smell, give me a smell. What do you smell?
Can I give you a percent?
No, we're going to do that at the end. At the end.
Okay. Smell. So you want, like, a word?
I'm the host of this podcast!
I'm going to listen to the host.
What do you think? Smell. Give me a smell.
I really cannot. I don't have words for that. It smells like a beer.
Okay, beer. It's just beer. We'll work on that. Taste. What
taste,
does taste
takes
like?
Up 40% of the 100. That's a lot.
That's, yeah.
I have a lot to say.
Ignore the percents. This percent's okay. Yeah. Just
so describe any malt, hops, fermentation byproducts, balance, finish, or aftertaste, and other flavor characteristics. I couldn't tell you what any of those mean.
Well, just give me your in your own words.
All right.
Gut instinct on the taste.
Just what do you think?
Oh my god, it's so bad.
Well, just give me your like off.
You're visibly in pain.
Yeah, it's so gross because you know when like you eat something and you're like, this is not good, and it like hurts to
like,
eat.
Choke down.
Yeah, that's what I get drinking beer.
I couldn't disagree more.
I really like.
I
beer
really
that
like
you're that drinking.
I usually don't like stouts.
It like gets caught in my throat.
Well, give me a taste profile. Like, what do you taste?
What
why
does
don't
that
you...
mean?
Like
it's
when
a really
you
snobby way
like when
saying,
you eat pizza.
Like...
You taste the cheese, you taste
the I don't eat
sauce.
Food that way. Overall taste.
Give me an overall taste.
Bad.
Okay, well, give me break it down a little bit more for
I
me.
Couldn't break it, because I couldn't tell you what's in beer. I'm not a big beer person,
so
it's
just
I don't
bad.
Know any of the things that go in it. I couldn't tell you how to make beer, and I've been to breweries that show me.
So this last part's going to be fucking useless then.
Yep.
What's the mouthfeel?
Describe the beer's body, carbonation. I would say...
Warmth, creaminess,
fit.
And...
warmth,
fit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And other palate sensations. A palate sensation? I've lived 24 years. I could not tell you how that I've ever felt a palate sensation.
How does it tickle your palate?
It doesn't. It doesn't tickle it. It body slams it because it's really, really gross.
Okay, so give me your overall. Give me a rating. 1 out of 5.
1 out of 5? I would say probably it's close to a 2.
That's actually not. That's actually higher than I thought. Yeah,
so that's a 40%.
I was expecting a 1.
I was also expecting a 1.
Well, I will finish this. I have had beers where I take one sip. I've purchased for like $6.
That's true.
I've taken one sip and I've told them to take it back.
$6 a glass.
Yeah.
Yeah. I actually kind of like that.
Please drink them because I spent $10 on them.
You did.
There's 4 left.
There was a story along with that beer. Do you want to tell that story?
I don't, because that man was very, very nice.
Leave his name out of it.
Roast this motherfucker.
Okay, I'll roast this guy. So I went into this liquor store, and I was looking for a New Holland Poet, which is a beer I actually sort of like because it doesn't taste like garbage
water. It's also
water.
A dark stout kind of beer.
Yeah, and that, so this guy walked up to me and asked me what I was looking for, and I told him, and he said he just got rid of it, or not got rid of it, but
he just sold it,
and he didn't order more. And then, for some reason, he assumed, because I'm, I guess, look like a beer person, to just start talking about beers. Like, he was giving me suggestions about other beers I can have. He was dropping all sorts of names that I have no idea what they mean.
Well, you've been to so many breweries with us by this point. You should at least pick up on it a little.
No, none. Okay. None. I don't know anything about beer.
Because like, you zone out when we go on those tours.
Absolutely. I go for, like, the mac and cheese and the things like that.
All the good food.
And the Coca-Colas. But he was telling me about, like, breweries or different types of beer, how they make them. There's, like, I could go on and on about these goddamn beers. Because I found out a lot in the 20 minutes I was trapped in the corner of this liquor store.
You waited for me to get home?
Because they have very small aisles and I couldn't sneak past. Like, yeah. The guy made the sale in the first 3 minutes. I said, oh, this one was the cheapest. I'll take that one.
Wrap it up, brother. I'm ready to go home.
Yeah, and I had to pretend to be an adult. So I was, like, nodding my head. I was like, oh, yeah, you know it, man.
Oh, boy.
I would say, like, stuff that I think people in offices say. But he already made the sale, like, 3 minutes in, and he still kept talking. And then he would say things like, you know, I could talk about this forever. So I'll just cut myself short. And I'd be like, you're not. That's not what you're doing at all, because you're still talking. 20 minutes. I counted it.
So what I'm gathering from this is I need to buy your beer each week. I need to be Mama Bear. I need to be Papa
Bear.
Oh, Mama
my
Bear
God,
together.
Please. For fuck's sake.
All right, we'll alternate.
We'll alternate picking.
Please,
whatever.
Daddy.
Daddy, please.
Because, like, I had it in my hand, and I was pointing at it. I was like, yeah, you know, I'll take it home, see what I think. And then he was like, well, check in the back, see if I got a cold one in there. I was like, Holy shit.
No.
Is it inappropriate if I just check out and leave by the time he gets back from the freezer?
Leave the money on the counter and just fucking run.
Well, there was two guys. There was one at the counter.
Yeah.
And then there was one guy patrolling.
Surveying, patrolling, talking to the clientele.
So I was like, is it inappropriate if I dip out and check out?
Fucking.
And then, like, he told me his name, like, twice because he kept forgetting my name,
which was pretty funny. Do you know my name?
I know his name. I'm pretty sure he doesn't know mine. I said it twice. And we shook hands twice, which was odd.
Anything else you want to talk shit about, Joey?
Oh, boy.
Before we move on.
I don't know. You had a good week? I don't know. It's been a week since people listened.
It's been a busy fucking week. I'm working nonstop. Traveling here and fro. Fucking busy as shit, bro. No Friday this week, huh? You're too busy Friday for us?
No, I'm going to be with my lady friend.
Can you believe that shit?
It's fucking gay is what it is. Probably shouldn't say that.
That's not how I would
define it. We'll cut that. Don't say that on live.
Cut that one because that was gay.
Oh, no. It's 2018. You got to wake up.
Yeah, and people are still gay.
That's true.
Oh, man. We're going to get some scrobblers.
Oh, man. We're going to get cut from everything we post to.
The podcast itinerary just emailed in. We're cut. We're off air.
God,
they just cut us off air.
Oh, our viewers went to zero.
Zero
what was it
again?
Before?
Hey, we had like 10 in the last week, right?
10? You mean 6?
What did I...
3 of that?
So,
Oscars.
I gave it a 2. That's my
official. That's
official. I gave it 1.5.
Of the beer?
Of
the beer, 2.
Oh, I thought we were rating the Oscars.
I like that beer. I give it like a
4. Yeah, I give that beer like a 4.5.
Oh, that's not even that much higher than mine. Oh, it's out of 5. Never mind.
Yeah, it's out of 5, so it's pretty high.
Mine's still a 2.
Yeah, you don't like beer. We got that.
That was weird. All right,
Oscars.
Right.
I would like to talk about the Oscars.
Can we give ourselves like a...
Quick.
5 minutes?
5 minutes.
Get Out should have won all the categories.
Wrong.
Get Out was great. Get Out was like the best movie of the year.
Shape of Water was the best movie of the year.
The thing I'm looking at right now proves it wasn't the best movie of the year.
The Academy was wrong.
That's probably right.
Yeah, you're probably right, but I mean, Shape of Water won.
Roger Deakins won one finally. The Defoe won one, I think, right?
Defoe didn't win.
He was nominated, it was Gary
Oldman as...
He got shafted by Oldman.
Oldman as Winston Churchill. We shall conquer the bases.
That sounds exactly like him.
That's him. That's it to a T. We shall fight him.
You just need the cigar.
I watched like 10 minutes of that movie. That movie's boring.
It's a true story. You know how it's going to end.
Yeah. Blowjobs.
Blowjobs? Right. That's the master. That's handjobs.
That's handjobs.
Right.
Anyway.
The master, that's a weird movie.
I really like the movie because it's PTA.
I need to watch it again, but I saw that in college not knowing. I had no idea what it was about, so when my friend was like, we should go see The Master, I was like, fine. And
I would kill to see that movie in theaters. Are you kidding me?
I had zero expectations, and it's bizarre.
Philip Seymour Hoffman, Joey.
Mm-hmm.
It's great, Philip Seymour Hoffman.
Give me a rundown.
Joaquin.
On all the Terminator movies.
Transformers? Terminator.
Oh, we're going into my Terminator?
Yours is your soapbox. This is your moment, Joey.
So... This past weekend, I was able to convince my girlfriend to watch Terminator 1 and 2.
Taped her down.
Convince.
I was able to get her to watch Terminator 1 and 2.
She hated every minute of it.
She liked the first one.
Everybody
does.
It's a universally liked movie.
I think it's the best movie ever made.
Second one's not bad, though.
Well, I would say the second one's better than the first.
Let him finish.
I would disagree.
Let him finish.
It's your segment.
Give him his soapbox.
No.
Joey soapbox. Go ahead. We won't interrupt.
I want to know what you guys think.
We just said we're not going to interrupt.
Five films, Joey. No. You didn't finish your spiel.
You have so much to say.
I don't have that many things to say.
Convinced her and go.
Go.
And the first Terminator is the best movie ever made. It's
wrong. Finding Nemo.
You got to stop.
I'm sorry.
Don't interrupt.
I want interruption.
No, I'm sorry. That was inappropriate.
Don't talk. Let him rant.
Second one's cool. Not as good, though. Third one's okay.
So many interruptions.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Interrupt.
No. Four.
Don't talk.
Am I ranking these? Is that what you're asking?
No, just number four. You've watched them all in sequence.
I watched them all in 5 days, and they're cool. Salvation stinks.
Oh my God, this is your moment, Joey.
And you're gonna say something. I can't interrupt. I'm sorry.
Don't interrupt. This is supposed to be a conversation.
No. I run.
No.
Why are you?
What
not?
Is this?
This is a Joey's
soapbox.
I told you I didn't want the soapbox.
Oh. You see that pedestal? Your ass is on it.
All right. Well, here's me getting off of the pedestal.
Jesus fucking Christ, what have we become? Okay. So, Terminator 1. Thoughts on Terminator 1?
The best.
Why?
It's... there's nothing bad about it.
Oh, my God. I thought you had so much to say.
I wanted to be a conversation, and now Matt's saying, don't interrupt, don't talk.
No, but I'm doing it now.
Cut this whole section. Cut this.
Cut this bullshit.
Note to Matt, the editor. Cut this whole fucking segment. Cut this. This is bullshit. Cut this segment.
As soon as you say Terminator, cut. So right now. Cut. Terminator 2
cut this whole
is the
thing.
Best one.
It's cut not. This whole thing.
Yeah, it is, because he's the bad guy.
It takes all of what's cool about the first one
and
like,
amplifies
out of
it.
No.
To the fucking nines.
No.
You're dropping shit. You're playing with shit.
I was...
This is a goddamn professional podcast.
This is a Ding Dong podcast. I'm pretty sure no one heard that because no one's listening.
No one's listening.
I tried to hide it. I kicked it under the table.
You're fiddling with shit. You're touching shit. Keep your hands to yourself, goddammit.
I can't. I got so much things in front of me.
So jittery.
You know what? That's what being uncomfortable is all about.
Let's go to the next segment. We're moving on. We're
uncomfortable
for
24 years.
The big point I was going to build to is I think Genesis is interesting and I wish they...
Is that the one where he jumps out of a helicopter?
Yeah.
I actually like Salvation. Rad. Did you watch Salvation?
I didn't like Salvation.
He hated it.
I didn't like it at all.
Well,
lame.
I liked it, so whatever. <You're wrong. laughs> On to Sports Corner. Sports Corner.
What do you want to do Sports Corner about, Joey?
Sports. Describe Sports Corner, Joey.
From my understanding...
It's in the name.
Yeah.
We talk about sports.
But I'm going to try and follow along.
Yeah.
David and I like sports.
Okay, so I have a question for you.
Okay.
Not for you.
Matt doesn't like sports.
I like sports, but I don't follow sports at all.
This is not a question to the room. This is just to one person. What is so special about Shaquem Griffin?
he's just a good old boy who likes going out there and getting those balls in the court.
Close.
What sport?
Is it racist if I say basketball?
It is not.
No!
But it's wrong.
It's incorrect.
Shit. That was very close.
No, he is a...
He's a linebacker.
Well, he was a lineman. He was a defensive lineman. He was an end.
What's so special about him? Hold on.
Now he switched.
You gotta break it down.
He always played linebacker.
I thought he played defensive end in college.
Pretty sure you're wrong.
For UCF. He was a lineman.
I googled pictures.
Don't leave me out here.
I googled pictures of him, and the first picture is him in a UCF uniform dropping into coverage.
I was pretty confident that he was a defensive end.
Well, hold on. Don't leave me out here. Don't leave. I'm a lost boy at sea right now.
He has one arm.
Oh, one hand.
He's
shit.
Got the full arm.
He doesn't have the full arm.
It's cut off the wrist.
Is it that far down?
Yeah.
And he plays for who?
Now. He's got like a stub.
He just graduated college.
Oh, and who is he getting drafted? Because we're talking about the draft right now, right?
He went to the draft.
Oh.
Put on quite the performance at
the
draft.
He's a good athlete.
Is he going to play for anybody? He didn't
probably.
Get drafted?
He'll eventually get picked.
You think so?
Yeah.
When did the draft happen?
It happens
in
next
April.
Month.
Oh.
It's the first week in April.
Okay.
He'll get drafted.
Can I ask you, as a fan who doesn't watch the footballs,
mm-hmm.
how them Bears doing this year?
I'm very excited for
them. On the up and up because they can't go down.
Well, my understanding is when you're shitty, you get better draft picks. Is that right?
Correct.
The worse you do, the higher you
Yeah, the
draft.
Worse you – so it's like baseball. The worse – the shittier you are, the
Same
better –
in all the sports.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So this year, they should have some pretty good draft picks then, right?
Correct.
Except for basketball and hockey because they
have
a lottery.
Yeah, they're a lottery.
They have
so
a lottery.
That's a little different.
Okay, so give me the rundown. What should I be looking for as a Bears fan this year?
They need wide receivers.
Okay.
Who will get hurt at practice?
Who's their quarterback right now?
Mitchell Trubisky.
Mitchie Trubs.
Oh, sexy Mitch.
Yeah, he loves boobies.
He's pretty handsome.
That was on his Twitter from so long ago.
I know, it's so funny.
Yeah, well.
It's so good.
See, I know a little bit about them sports. About them ball sports.
The ball.
The ball games.
The games of the balls.
Okay, what else do I need to look forward to?
They got a new coach?
Man, I hate the draft so much.
Yeah,
they got a new coach. That's a big one.
Yeah.
It's the
What's going on
Chiefs
with the baseball
coordinator?
Right now,
the baseball?
Yeah, the
baseball spring training.
Ichiro.
Yeah, he's still playing. He's still kicking around.
Yeah.
Who's that?
Ichiro Suzuki. He's a quick little boy.
He's the best guy to come
from.
Ooh,
you were going to say something real bad.
He's the best guy
you
to come from.
You mommed yourself so fucking hard right there.
You saw me.
I caught that real good. You can't sneak that shit by me. You were going to say
something real
racist or real bad.
I was, and I was like,
podcast police are fucking breaking down the walls.
I thought about the podcast police, and I was like, whoa, boy.
Oh, no.
We both took a sip here at the same time.
That was beautiful.
Well, I was out of uncomfortableness.
Yeah.
Now, he is the best Asian player, right? I can't think of any.
You watch your fucking mouth.
Watch your mouth.
He came from the continent of Asia. That's where he was born and raised.
And raised?
Yeah, until he played in the Japan League, didn't he?
The Japan League.
I don't know the name of it. There's a Japanese baseball league.
I think that's what it's called.
Boy,
this derailed fucking quick.
Oh Jesus!
All right, can we get off Ichiro because there's not much to say.
He's just really old and
one of the best.
So what's going on with hockey then?
It's been changing. It's been changing.
Can you?
I was going to, and then you just stared at me.
Well, yeah, I don't fucking know. You think I know?
I was gonna say something.
I know they were losing. The Hawks were losing for a long time. That's all I know.
They're just under 500. I think they're 29-30-8.
I just saw that real sad picture of Vince Vaughn at the Hawks game.
Oh, that's all the time, because
he's a Chicago fan. So yeah,
Vince Vaughn is like the rest of us.
Yeah,
he just wants to see our boys win.
Disappointed and sad.
29-30. We're under 500. We did very well for a lot of years, and then just shipped off those young boys.
From my understanding, and I'm not a big hockey fan or a Chicago Hawks, Blackhawks fan, it's because they got rid of a lot of old talent, though, right?
Not old talent, but.
This was discussed last week.
It was.
Was
it? And that's where you're quoting me.
I think you are.
Because I learned about all my hockey facts from you.
You do, and you shouldn't because I, you know.
Maybe you're just a regular hockey fan.
Illiterate, but. Yeah, they shipped off a lot of talent, and people that stayed weren't very good. This is the same segment as last week. But,
was it, though? We didn't cover any of this shit last week.
We absolutely
just
I had
about the Blackhawks.
I had a Blackhawks minute.
Did you?
I did. I called me Steve Conroy. I got the Blackhawks minute.
I fucking zoned out.
That's a man on the radio.
You were intently listening.
Was I?
Yeah, we looked in each other's eyes.
Was I looking at you and just not paying attention?
Like right now.
Yeah, just looking right through you?
Yeah.
Is there anything else you want to say for Sports Corner?
Sports Corner. I'm going to, actually, Sports Corner is back on. I'm going to put my vote in now, get it on record.
Get it on record, on tape.
Vegas wins it.
Really?
The team, not the city.
Who did the Penguins play for again?
Pittsburgh.
Pff, I fucking knew that.
What other team you got? I can name them off for you.
Oh, Washington Capitals. I know them. I know the Red Wings played for Boston.
Wrong. Detroit. Yeah. Nope. Who does Boston have?
Oh, shit.
Mm-hmm.
It starts with a B.
Mm-hmm.
The Boston.
Their type of bear.
Bullfrogs.
Wrong.
That's not a bear.
Shit.
All right. That's all I had. Well, you typed a lot of nonsense there.
Yeah, some typing.
We're looking at my itinerary right now, and there's a bunch of whole just bullshit.
I think that's when
How
you were...
How long have we been recording? Because we're about 60% through the itinerary.
Yeah,
that's good.
We're about 20 minutes through.
That is a good time.
Should we restart? I don't want to restart.
I don't want to restart.
All right, what's the next?
The next thing we get is the spoiled rotten thing.
You want to jump into it, Joe?
Yeah.
You want to get the main event? Rotten.
How many you got for us?
Let's get the main event.
Hold on, I want to cue up my music. Because I got a new theme song. Helpful reviews, and I'll read them.
Have these actually been marked as helpful?
No. Let me describe you a little bit about Rotten Tomatoes. Rotten Tomatoes is a cesspool of people who think they're reviewers like us, and they just write like 1-2-word reviews, and they're like, oh, fucking dumb, hated it.
Oh, so it sounds like Joey's reviews.
Yeah, for like every good review, there's like 4 like that are just trash. And Rotten Tomatoes as a website has a horrible UI. You can't find anything good. It's just, like, buried deep down. Rotten Tomatoes is just trash overall. That's why I rather use IMDb. IMDb, at least, like, you're able to find useful information easily.
I use Metacritic.
So how do we... What do we have to do here?
So, for this segment, I'm going to read off the reviews I found, and then you have to guess which movie the reviews are talking about.
Do we have, a word bank, or no?
What do you mean by that?
Movies to pick from.
Can we... No, I don't want a word bank. Can we get, like, 5 questions? Kind of like a short,
I'll give you
20
three.
Questions.
I'll give you
three.
Three
questions?
3 questions.
Okay.
So here we go. First one, this is from reviewer Wolfie895M. So dumb. He gave it 1.5 stars. 1.5 stars on August 29th, 2017. So dumb, period. He went from Symbol of America to Deadbeat Dad, ? And when I read all these reviews, don't interrupt. Don't say anything. Wait until the end.
There's
3
okay.
for each film. Ben F., he gave this 0.5 star. This movie should be marked as a sleep hypnotism. Tight pants, ? Stank bad. That was June 23rd, 2005. Then the final review, Armando C., he gave it 3.5 stars. I like it because it's blank and graphics are nice.
And graphics are nice.
I don't want to say the word. There's a word in it that will give it away. You know what? Fuck it. I'll read it again. 3.5 stars, Armando C. I like it because it's Superman, and graphics are nice.
Well, so that's obviously Superman Returns, right?
Yeah, it's fucking Superman Returns. Do you want to guess what it has on Rotten Tomatoes right now?
I'm going to guess a 48.
It's got a 75% on Rotten Tomatoes.
You know, I've been told that's better, like, in
He
hindsight.
Doesn't punch anybody.
He doesn't punch anybody, Joey. Joey.
2 hours.
Anybody,
don't do the
Joey.
Goblin voice. The Goblin voice was last week.
Joey.
If Superman
I was going to
really,
Italian there.
If Superman were to really punch someone, though, they would kill him.
What's that?
If Superman were to really punch like a normal on, person, Joe. He'd kill him, right?
Joey, please.
Joey, please. Come on, you're killing me, Joe.
I've been told that's better if you, like, you know, watch it without expectations.
Boop, 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 boop. All the podcast clips are coming. All
right, next movie.
My movie, too.
Andrew S., 3 stars. Wonderful one-liners and good choreography compensate for its lack of clear direction and hasty pacing.
Justice League.
Oh, bah, 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 bah. Hold on.
We don't get to interrupt.
Philip Simon D. He gave it 2 stars. If I didn't know Nick Cage and his role seeing this movie, I would hate him to the core. However, I do know them, and I must say, well done to him for making this ridiculous accent. Besides that, the movie is pretty bad.
Are you reading that as Nicolas Cage?
He typed ridiculous.
The accent's a giveaway.
And then last review, Faisal A, 3.5 stars. This is frankly sick, silly action movie scores major points for bordering on self-parody, rude, crude, mindless action, and non-stop gratuitous violence that don't get any better. An action flick that fulfills one of his modest expectations and coming out as a cult classic, or a cult trash classic.
They better not be talking about Con Air.
Ooh, wow! I thought this was gonna be more of a struggle.
They better not be talking about Con Air.
Con Air.
Oh man.
That's Con Air. Would you want to guess what it has on Rotten Tomatoes right now?
Con Air?
Yeah.
It should have a 99.
Joey, what's your guess?
I've never seen Con Air, so.
Oh my god! I thought you'd seen it.
That shouldn't be a surprise.
Yeah, I haven't seen a ton of
Jesus
movies.
Jesus Christ!
How have you not seen Con Air? Greatest movie ever made.
You want to take a guess what it has on Rotten Tomatoes?
A serious guess? I'm gonna say somewhere in the 40s.
55. That's not bad. That seems pretty fair for Rotten.
Yeah, it's got Dave Chappelle.
Yeah. All right, so I think I'm pretty sure Joey's seen this last movie. I thought he saw Con Air. Here's the last one. Matthew L says 1 star. What are you people high? I saw this in the theater and I was so pissed at how terrible it was. I wanted a refund. How the fuck did this get rated a 95%? And then Chris M says with 4.5 stars.
This is a 95 on Rotten Tomatoes?
It legit has a 90. It has a 96 on Rotten Tomatoes.
Wow.
And then Chris M says with 4.5 stars, it was a really enjoyable, very entertaining, and very fun animated family comedy adventure. It had fantastic animation, great voice cast, really well done visuals, great comedy, very fun adventure, very exciting action, really great music, and a great storyline. It's one of the best animated films of 1998. It was a great start from DreamWorks Animation. I've seen this movie when I was 6 years old, while Auntie Loreline took me. I definitely recommend this movie to both kids and adults. Thanks, Chris M. I appreciate that you mentioned your Aunt Loreline.
I love that personal story.
Thank you, Chris.
Loreline seems... That's the last one. That was the last one.
No, there's 3.
You did like
wasn't that 3?
No, there was 2. I got 1 more.
Wow,
that second was a full like.
Wow, I thought that was broken. Lorelai's a sweetheart.
This comes from Ernie K, who there's a way you can rate on Rotten Tomatoes where you don't give any stars and you just say not interested. This movie sucks. Geez. The idea was stolen from Pixar. The film relies way too much on celebrity casting. The designs are F. *ing ugly.
I wonder what they were saying.
Shut up! You're losing my segment! Also, blank on the movie poster shouldn't be cheering. He should be sobbing because this thing sucks. Jeffrey Katzenberg, you are so immature. And those are the 3 reviews. Do you want to take a guess?
We get our 3 questions, right?
19, you get 3 questions. I'll give you 3 questions.
1998 DreamWorks.
No, it was 1998 DreamWorks. Yeah, you're right. You're right.
1998 DreamWorks.
I didn't think this one would.
You know
you
what?
Boys.
This better not be about ants.
Are you fucking peeking at my screen?
Is this about ants?
Are you fucking peeking?
I had ants in mind, but you said like musical or something. You would sing.
Is it ants?
Yeah, it's ants.
Oh
no
my
songs
goodness!
Ants,
98. That's awesome.
I'm gonna get more sneaky deaky with these selects. I thought you peeking at my screen.
I wasn't. Ants. I very much enjoy
ants. I'm gonna
ants.
Move this little screen over here.
It was. I was not peeking.
One of those reviews said something about singing.
Hand to Big G. I was not peeking.
Big Giamatti, right? Paul Giamatti.
Oh yes. I don't know whose voice that was.
I don't even have heard.
No idea whose voice that was.
Jesus. Yeah, that was it. I only picked 3. I was gonna do 4, but I only picked 3. The last one was ants, and it currently has a 96% on Rotten Tomatoes.
I respect that. I dig it.
I do like ants a lot. It's the only Woody Allen film I've seen.
That's it.
That's interesting.
I know. It's a weird sentence.
You're talking about ants.
You're talking about ants.
Ants.
Featuring Sylvester Stallone.
When you say Woody Allen film, that's not his movie.
He's part of it.
He's not known as an actor.
No, he like...
He's known as a director.
He did something with that, right?
We still talking about ants?
Ants.
Or we're talking about Midnight in Paris.
Definitely ants.
Are you sure?
Speaking of Rotten Tomatoes, Wrinkle in Time comes out this weekend. It currently has a 43% on Rotten Tomatoes.
That does not surprise me.
What did Tomorrowland get?
Oh, let me look it up.
I bet you that has like a 45.
Because I would assume they'd probably be similar.
Yeah, they're very similar looking movies.
Why?
Because one has Oprah, one doesn't. So I think that's a couple points.
Tomorrowland has 50% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Right in the middle of the pack.
I hate Rotten Tomatoes.
Me too.
I don't hate it. I always look at it.
No, I hate it.
I never look at it.
I hate that it's like the go-to rating system now.
Is it? For who?
Most people will quote that as like the...
I go off to IMDb.
I go off of Metacritic. Because IMDb, you're only going to get between like 6 title. And 8.
Yeah, I like that though.
If you know that that's what you're looking for.
I feel like most people rate, they don't comment. So, like, I'd rather go for the ratings.
I only rate. I've never once written a review.
Yeah, see, that's exactly why I go to IMDb.
But I also will rate things like a 2. Like, I'll give things, you know, you're only going to get, like, such a small range of ratings on IMDb.
1 or 10. You can break them down by rating. It's usually 1 or 10. You could see where each vote went.
So I have a very distinct scale in my head.
The Joey scale is interesting.
Yeah.
All right. Let's go to the most important segment of this whole fucking podcast.
Because
this is what it was going to be. Hello, General Kenobi. Jon Favreau to executive produce and write live action Star Wars series. Joey, go ahead. This is your soapbox. Take it away.
And after you talk about that, we have to have our weekly Last Jedi talk.
I feel like you're not enthusiastic about any of the ideas I presented.
Were you talking directly to Jon Favreau there?
Are you talking to Jon Favreau? The chef? The big boy? Casino?
Happy?
Iron Hogan? Man.
No, he didn't play Iron Man.
He didn't play Iron Man.
I just don't care.
Matt, you would have like very strong feelings on this.
But we know how he feels about Star Wars, though.
You know how I feel about all these franchises.
It's plummeted.
Your thoughts on Star Wars?
My interest was...
When was your Star Wars interest at an all-time high?
When did Phantom Menace
2004.
1999, Phantom Menace.
1999, Phantom Menace.
So right about Revenge of the Sith time.
No, yeah. Phantom Menace, 99.
Phantom Menace, yeah, 99. I say that. Because I saw that when they built out the new AMC in, like, Woodfield. That was, like, my all-time high.
Because, I mean, when I saw Phantom Menace, I thought it was the best movie ever made.
Oh, so did I.
I think I was 8, 7?
Saw it 2 weeks ago, I feel like that.
Fuck, was I wrong? But yeah, it was an all-time high. And then I just don't care anymore.
Like, I would say my serious answer is between Attack of the Clones and Revenge of the Sith.
I would say Revenge of the Sith is my peak Star Wars.
Yeah, when it was coming out, that was a big deal.
That trailer's so good.
Gets my dick hard.
Still does.
Oh god, my dick's already got.
Already, it's like a half hour in already. I got all my boring shit out of the way.
Yeah, dick jokes.
I got my stupid beer segment out of the way. You know how I felt about that.
How do you feel about this?
Yeah, give me something to fucking
squawk about.
Yeah, give me something to squawk about.
Michael Bay sets Six already. Underground. Yeah, what do you want to see?
Holy shit! I really really like Robopocalypse. It is a very good book.
I don't know what that is.
I've read it
because I saw that headline. I don't know what it is.
Robopocalypse is a book that's. Have you either of you read World War Z?
I know about World War Z. I haven't read it.
So the way the book is written is it's taking place after it happened, and it has interviews with people. Robopocalypse is sort of the same, where there is an AI that's built in... I haven't read it in probably a year. I want to say it's in Antarctica or another place like that, and it's underground. And it becomes sentient and gets like really powerful.
Huh.
And then there's a bunch...
Like Ultron?
Yeah, except he stays in the computer. But it's in the future where robots are in everything. Like, there's, like, the military is replaced by robots and stuff. And the big robot, I don't remember its name. I didn't know there was going to be a quiz. But it becomes bad. and takes over all the other robots, and it's the robots fighting the humans, and the humans fucking lose really bad.
Well, okay, obviously, robots versus humans. Yeah. Robots have all the advantages.
It's a really, really good book. I really liked it. And they were, I want to say a few years ago, Steven Spielberg was going to make a movie, and that fell through. And now Michael Bay, it says he's going to make one. And
so he's going to shit all over it.
They're going to shit all over it similar to World War Z, which I think that would be a fine movie if it wasn't called that. But World War Z as a book is really, really good. I really like that book. I've read it a bunch of times.
Is he the director or the producer of World War Z?
I have no idea his connection to it. I never saw the movie.
World War Z was interesting.
That book is so good. I didn't want to see the movie.
The book is like 1,000 times better. The movie itself was...
Yeah, because they change it for the movie. In the book, there's slow zombies.
Really?
Yeah, because there's...
It was the one element of World War Z that I thought was interesting. I was like, what if zombies were like these crazy fast...
Just watch 28 Days Later.
Never seen it, so...
Because in the book, they're slow zombies because they talk about them as a wave. And it's like a... Because there's a part where they're going through... Fuck, what is that city in New York? I don't remember what the city is.
New York City.
No,
New York City.
Wrong. Wrong. But they're talking about them slowly going through the city. It's a really good book. It's not very well known, so you might not have heard about it. Check it out. And then check out Robopocalypse because it's really, really good.
Can I talk about my thing now?
Absolutely. I'm done with Robopocalypse. All right,
good. I want to talk about my thing real quick.
What do you want to talk about? What do you want to talk about?
That was something so precious and dear to my heart.
Dread 2?
No. I have an article pulled up here. Carl Urban talks about Quentin Tarantino's Star Trek.
That's interesting.
I've been watching a lot of Star Trek. How do you feel... What do you know about Star Trek?
I
Quentin Tarantino doesn't really fit Star Trek.
Explain.
He's a Western guy. He makes Westerns.
David, you explain.
About Quentin Tarantino, about Star Trek.
Just the whole topic. Go ahead.
So, the only thing I know about Star Trek is... I don't know anything about the show, but I know a lot about Gene Roddenberry. And I know a lot about where he got the idea from.
Yeah.
And a lot of the conspiracy theories about that original idea. That's what I know about.
That's it?
I don't know anything about the show.
I don't even know anything about these conspiracy theories.
These are, like, really in-depth stuff.
I have no idea what the fuck you're talking about.
I could prepare for it and then give...
Oh, you have no idea. You don't know either.
I know, but I just don't...
Give me a little taste. Give me a bullet point.
I didn't prepare, so I don't...
Gene Roddenberry is the creative mind behind... Who created Star Trek.
He created Star Trek.
Yeah.
But the original, like, conspiracy theory behind... I want to say it's Deep Space Nine.
Oh, that's the next one. I don't love...
I want to say it's Deep Space Nine, but there was...
He died before that, I thought.
I don't know anything about it.
Okay, go.
So, there was a... You see, I wasn't prepared. I can't remember names.
Fuck the names.
So there's a house, right? Mm-hmm. There was one guy, and then there was three girls.
Okay.
And they were running a study where the three girls said they can talk to what they thought were aliens.
Oh, boy.
This is good. This is good shit.
Oh, shit.
And the three girls channeled aliens, and that was...
Oh.
That was the original basis for Deep Space Nine.
Oh, that's not... Oh, boy. Deep Space Nine is not... Okay.
You know, I'm going to quickly Google the name so I can remember it.
Okay. I want to talk about Quentin Tarantino directing Star Trek for a quick second, because I have some hot takes on Star Trek. I've only watched The Next Generation. I know none of you have watched Star Trek. However, I don't think Quentin Tarantino would be a good director for Star Trek, because Star Trek is this rosy... beautiful picture of the future that I don't think Quentin Tarantino can pull into the right light. Star Trek... Everybody's
looking at their phones right now. Everybody's... Yeah, because I'm trying to find... So it's the...
You're the
History of the Nine is the original thing about it.
Oh.
Is what it's called. Yeah, the Nine. Briefing from Deep Space, the controversial record of a unique encounter and a message of hope for all mankind is the name of the book.
Okay.
And it's about... Oh, what's this guy's name? It's got one customer review on Amazon, 2 stars. Do you want to read it? Oh, it's a long one. Never mind.
Fuck that.
It is... No name.
Fair enough.
So, what is your thing about...
Oh, nothing. It's just that I've been watching... I'm almost done with The Next Generation, and then I'm going to watch the movies. And my thing with Star Trek right now is that I really don't think Quentin Tarantino can bring the light, positivity, like, rosy glass future optimistic view of Star Trek, or do you bring that kind of like rosy optimistic view of Star Trek? Fuck, I can't talk. I've had four beers. I don't think Quentin Tarantino can do justice to the Star Trek franchise. I really like the director. I've liked everything he's made so far. It's just that...
I was just going to ask, is this a show or a movie?
Movie. Movie. This is a movie.
His style does not fit the Star Trek vibe at all.
I've just watched episode... I'm on season 6. I just watched episode called Inner Light. Let me describe this episode for you real quick. So Captain Picard, do you know who Picard is?
That, Patrick Stewart.
Yeah. All right, so there was a probe out in space. It beamed a message right to Captain Picard, and he became unconscious. What that probe was a memory of an ancient civilization that long died, and it was their, like, they sent this probe out into space to send this one message to one person that, hey, we exist in this one far-off planet, and this is the way of life. And it basically was, it put him in a coma and showed him he played the role of, like, a patriarchal figure in, like, this family, and he was the father. And then they showed, like, that probe getting launched into space, and they were like, so this is what we lived, this is how we did it, tell our story. And, like, he lived, like, he was in that coma, and he felt like he lived, like, 37 years or something like that. And then he wakes up, and he's on the bridge of the Enterprise again. I highly recommend to, like, anyone who's never watched Star Trek, watch that episode. I'll Google it right now. It's called Inner Light, it's season 6. If you've never watched Star Trek and you have no fucking clue what I'm talking about, that episode, that I feel like that's the perfect episode to bring anybody into the series. Hold on. I'm gonna find what that episode's called. It's Inner Light, season 6. Or no, it's season 5. Episode 25. Season 5, episode 25. It aired in June
1992. All our Trekkie fans are like...
We have no fans
hair.
At all.
They're pulling their hair out right now.
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah,
about what?
This is Matt's butchering what episode this is.
It's fine. It's true information. He corrected himself. That's a self-correction.
That's what Star Trek's all about. It's this rosy, beautiful picture of the future. And I don't think...
When everybody comes together.
Yeah. I don't think Quentin Tarantino can bring justice to
that. No, for as much shit as he gets, I think J.J. Abrams is the perfect director for Star Trek movies.
Well, no one's going to give him like the rights to do it anyway, or like the money to do it anyway. Because after Star Trek Beyond fucking bombed, so no one's going to give him money to do it anyway.
I don't think I saw that one. That's the third one?
Exactly, yeah.
I saw the second one.
I saw it.
I saw one and two, but never three.
I enjoyed it, but no one's going to give him money to do another one. I mean, that's just the way Hollywood works.
Did he make 2 and 3?
No. That was Bad Robot.
Just
J.J. Abrams.
He just directed one. I don't remember the name of the guy who did two. But it wasn't Abrams.
It was the dude who did the Fast and the Furious series.
It wasn't Mick G, was it?
No, it wasn't James Wan.
Yeah, I thought it was.
Was it?
I'm pretty sure. I'm Googling. It was Justin Lin.
He did the later ones.
Yeah.
James Wan, the original.
I would love to see another Star Trek movie. However, I really don't think he's going to get money to do it.
Tarantino? Lin?
Tarantino. Tarantino is definitely not going to get money to do it. No one's going to fund that.
Well, I think it doesn't come down to him not being able to do like a good movie. It comes down to people don't want to see the Star Trek movies.
Yeah.
Because I think the whole thing when those movies came out was people who were Star Trek fans didn't like them.
Yeah. They weren't Star Trek.
Yeah.
They were action movies.
Yeah. That was the whole thing people said was they weren't Star Trek movies.
But there was, I read in the article today, because I read this whole article from like beginning to end. Everyone said they'd come back if Tarantino does it. Stewart said he'd come back. Shatner said he'd come back.
Everybody said they'd come back. None of them have worked with him.
Respect Tarantino.
Yeah, because they probably haven't worked
with him. He's a respected director. Yeah. So I'd be super fucking interested to see that. Especially if Stewart came back.
Weird project. I've never watched...
Let me look it up.
I've never watched any Star Trek, but I do know basically the vibe of it. I've seen enough
Space.
To... Yeah, like through osmosis, I've kind of... You know,
he's 77 now.
I understand.
Wow.
He's 77.
He does not look 77.
I think he just
he's got good genes.
He just drinks green tea.
That must be it. And carrots.
If Picard's coming back, I would pay fucking admission to see that. Because I'm near the end of the Next Generation. I really don't want it to end. Because I know how Deep Space Nine, that's the next one, starts. Because I know they just hand it off. Like, Picard just flies away in the Enterprise, and they're like, Bruce. Here you go. I'm going to leave you with these fuckers. I'm like, no, don't go. Picard, come back. No.
How long did it go? How many years?
Next Generation?
Yeah.
It's seven
years?
I think it's 7 years. I'm going to look it up.
That's a long time.
I just really don't want it to end.
I'm very interested to see, Quentin Tarantino doesn't do sci-fi. Which is, Star Trek is the most sci-fi of sci-fi.
Next Generation ran from 1987 through May 1994.
Wow. I don't know, is that...
It's so fucking good. Like, there's some episodes which are totally just, sci-fi schlock. And then, there's some episodes that fucking rock you to your core. There's some really good shit in Star Trek. I'm glad I started The Next Generation, because, after researching a little bit, The Next Generation is, that top-tier quality shit. I like it a lot. I would highly, highly, highly recommend that to anybody. Start with The Next Generation. It's easy to get into. It's entertaining. It's still that sci-fi schlock where you can kind of zone out and fall asleep to it. But there's also some good episodes where you're like, oh, well, I can't end on that. That was so good.
Have you ever watched The Twilight Zone?
Yeah.
Twilight Zone is so good. Of course.
Jesse and I have just recently gotten into The Twilight
Zone. What's your favorite episode?
Well, yeah, what's your favorite episode
so far?
I really like the pool one.
What's the pool one? We've probably watched a third of it.
Oh my god.
We're not watching it in order. We're just scrolling through and finding episodes.
Let me find what, because there's a famous actor from the pool one.
There's two best episodes.
No, I'll fight you. Them.
Changing of the Guard.
What is that about?
It's a professor who retires,
mm-hmm.
and he thinks that he never reached any of his students, and then he has a dream where all of his old students come back and talk to him about how much they impacted his life. Or their life.
Oh, I like that.
And then One for the Angels.
What's that one?
It's a street salesman.
Uh-huh.
And then he...
Oh, yeah. He has to range with death.
Yeah.
When he dies.
He dies and the Grim Reaper comes to visit him.
That's a good episode.
And he convinces him
the
best sale of his life, can he keep living?
Ooh,
that's a good one.
It's really good.
However, I wouldn't make the argument. The episode I'm talking about is a game of pool. It's about a dude who's the champion at pool, and he wants it.
I almost watched this one. I know exactly what you're talking
about. He wants to challenge the champion of who used to be in the pool hall, but he died, and so he falls asleep or something like that, and he dreams that he challenges, or not a dream. I guess he actually does challenge. He makes a wish that he wants to challenge, the ultimate champion of pool. And he's, brought to this, interdimensional thing where he actually does get the chance to play him. That's a really, really good episode. I highly recommend that episode.
Have you guys watched all of it?
I've seen most of it.
Most, yeah.
The one that I absolutely loved, which is actually, the first one that mm-hmm. we ended up watching. We were just scrolling through, which one sounds the best. And the mm-hmm. one that we clicked on has been my favorite so far. It was the one where the guy, he's going into a town and somehow, goes back in time.
That's the first episode.
Yeah.
Or no, that's...
It's in the first season.
I think that's
that.
The third episode.
It's one of the first
episodes. And he goes back to his childhood town.
Yeah.
That's, I think, the third episode.
Yeah, and,
the first one's the one with the jet.
He's just seeing everything from his childhood. It's really good. Twilight Zone is so good.
That is A Walk Down...
I can't remember the name of it.
I think it's a name of a street. A Walk Down Something Lane. I want to say that's the name of it.
I don't know. I never remember any of the names of them. There's one where there's a guy that is a ventriloquist, mm-hmm. and the dummy, is actually alive. That one's really good.
You should see what's it called?
There's one with Robert Duvall, where he's, obsessed with a dollhouse that he thinks is alive.
Yeah.
And it turns out to actually be alive.
Oh, the episode you were talking about, David, is Walking Distance.
Walking Distance, that's what it's called. Third episode? Season one?
It's in the first season, for sure.
Yeah.
Holy shit. Is it?
Yeah, season one, episode five.
Oh, five. Because I think One for the Angels is two or three. It's one of the first episodes ever.
So, let's do a
Changing
little,
of the Guard is really good. I would say watching Changing of the Guard.
The other one that I really liked was their, I don't remember what it was called, the kid doesn't like any bad thoughts, any negative thoughts.
Oh, yeah, that was in the movie with John Lithgow.
Did they make that into a movie?
Oh, yeah, it's
Twilight,
in the movie.
Twilight's on the movie.
Twilight's on the movie.
I never saw the movie. John I'm going to have to now, because,
It's made by Robert Landis.
John
is that his name?
John Lithgow.
Robert Landau's... Landis.
Landis.
Right? Landau's different guy. Landis.
Landis.
There's people died during the making of that movie.
Yeah, it was a bad movie.
Yeah. Well, I wouldn't say it's a bad movie, but that certainly is horrible. But Changing of the Guard is definitely a highlight, and One for the Angels is my other highlight.
Joey, what's on your watch list for this week? next week.
We're just hard cutting.
Yeah. I have a lot to say about Twilight Zone. That could be.
No,
I
could we're talk about that a lot.
Let's so
we're
gonna pivot. Okay, next
no, we
week
have to. We
be...
have to hard cut because I could talk a lot.
Next yeah, week is going to be the Twilight Zone episode.
Oh jeez.
Oh no. No.
Oh,
cut.
Staying really on top of it, you know.
Future Matt,
up...
just cut all this fucking part. Cut this whole fucking.
Keeping
part.
It topical, Twilight Zone.
Cut this whole fucking part.
I.
What's
in
your watch? What are you watching, Joey?
I just updated my IMDb list. Come back to me.
Update it.
Jesus Christ.
I don't have a watch list. There's nothing to come back to.
I want to watch Get Out.
Mm-hmm.
I want to watch... Still haven't watched The Florida Project.
Still haven't watched Stalker.
No.
Never.
You should watch it.
We have a bunch of trash to watch.
But Stalker's not trash.
No.
We're not talking trash. We're talking real movies.
Can I get a Breen update?
I'll give you a Breen update. Give me 2 seconds to pull them up
here. Boop, 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 boop.
We need to find like what Morse code is for Breen.
Yeah.
That'd be good.
Can you look that up too?
I'll work on that this
You're
week.
Fucking texting. You're not looking up shit.
I'm looking up the Breen update.
Oh, okay. Looks like you're texting. I can't
no,
tell what
I'm
you're
going
doing.
On Twitter.
I can't tell what you're doing behind that bar over
get,
there.
Don't get mad at us.
Yeah, 3 days
you
ago,
hussy.
He said he's done filming Twisted, my fifth feature film, as producer, director, writer, and I'm half done
Caterer,
with post-production.
Actor, lighting.
I got a pee cover for me.
He's half done with post-production. So
half. What's the date on that one?
This is from 3 days ago. So what does Ooh. Half done with post-production mean?
He's half done. Like, there's a bar at the bottom of the screen, and it says 50%. He's got through half of it.
I guess you...
What does it? Is there a synopsis on it?
He's not released any information on,
That's
like,
good.
What
He's keeping
about.
It close to the chest.
All his movies are basically about the same thing. The government's corrupt, and there's a hacker that's got to save it.
And that hacker's name?
Is Neil Breen.
It's Neil Breen. Who, every movie that comes out, he looks more and more Native American.
I would be shocked if he's not Native American.
He didn't when he was younger, but he. This is shitty. What can we talk about here?
I don't
this
know.
Is not good.
No, he. Breen Watch is not a good bit.
It's not, because we always devolve into the Native American talk. Because
that's what his movies seem like. They're all shot in Vegas, in the
Just
Vegas
in the
deserts.
Middle of the desert.
Yeah.
What was your favorite shitty movie we've ever watched?
Samurai Cop.
Really?
Yeah, it really was. That was the one that, like, I could not look away from.
That's the one you remember?
That's the one I remember most. That's the one... Oh, you know what? There was one when we did this... it was at your house.
Mm-hmm.
It might have been the Zadar Frogtown one. The first or the second one?
He's in the second one, Frogtown 2.
Oh, what the fuck did I walk into?
Where I asked him what his favorite shitty movie we watched was.
Oh.
Because the
Do
Breen...
we really cover this?
We cut that.
Right. No, yeah, we never actually posted that.
Okay. Go ahead.
Because the Breen Watch, it didn't work.
Breen Watch is boring. I mean, he said he's half done with post-production on Twisted.
The bar's at 50%, and that's
Go
all the story
Go ahead and cut
is.
That whole part, Matt. Thank you.
The way you're cutting, we're going to have like a 25-minute episode.
Perfect.
It's going to be a short episode.
I don't know. Do you have a favorite shitty movie?
Warriors of the Lost World. No, never mind. Exterminators from the Year 3000.
Not. Oh, that's a
that
tough
one.
No, Warriors of the Lost World.
Exterminators from the Year 3000. Or, you know, the same movie.
There's only mud. Do you want to just, you know what? Go ahead and describe Exterminators of the Year 3000.
So is that the one with mud or the one without mud?
That's the mud one, boy.
It's the mud one?
Yeah.
So, it's like Mad Max, except instead of gasoline, it's water.
Mm-hmm.
And there is a, who looks like, The Giver, sort of.
Oh, yeah.
From the cover of the book.
He's got a little beard.
He looks like The Giver. But it's not about, like, memories. It's about water.
And then the robot boy. Don't forget the robot boy.
Yeah, and then they... a little boy gets captured by... What?
He get.
Did I say that?
He get.
So he gets captured by people on motorbikes. And then they tear his arm off. And then he gets a robot arm and he can chuck a baseball really far.
He's not lying. This is all in the movie.
It's the golden age of cinema.
It really is.
And
also,
and then the movie
Italian cinema.
Italian cinema, correct? In the Italian desert, Italy is known for its deserts and sand. And the movie ends with like a big old car battle.
Go ahead and describe Warriors of the Lost World.
So, there is a castle,
mm-hmm.
and there's a king and his daughter.
Mm-hmm.
No, never mind. The daughter's on the other side. She gets there's a girl that gets captured by the castle.
Yeah.
Because she can't reach the helicopter when everybody else can for some reason. And there's just a big old shootout to get her back. They're trying to capture that pretty girl who, if I remember right, and all these movies are pretty much the same, she loses more and more clothes as the movie goes on.
Sexy.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's a pretty concise synopsis of that movie. I could keep it to about two sentences. It's mainly about her not reaching the helicopter.
Well, in all these shitty movies, it's usually someone's getting nude.
Yeah.
It's nude and violence and...
Oh, that totally reminds me. So I watched a movie. I know this is going to sound weird, but it totally loops back. So I watched a movie this weekend that just... So a lot of these movies that we watch, they get kind of, like, weird.
Rapey?
Kind of.
Yeah, they get rapey. There's a movie I watched
cut all this.
No, this is important.
That's kind of where these bad movies that we watch, they get kind of weird like that.
Yeah, there's a movie that just came out.
Okay, go ahead. Yeah,
with Jeremy Renner. And he is a...
The Hawkeye.
No. This is serious shit.
Okay. I like Jeremy Renner, so I'm intrigued.
This movie will fuck you up, let me tell you. It just made me feel bad. But he is a...
Blade Runner.
A Native American on a reservation, and I want to say... It's a snowy place. I want to say Wyoming.
Montana.
I think it's Wyoming. And John... What's his name?
Goodman.
What's the guy from Walking Dead? Not the
Johnny,
main...
Johnny Depp.
John... Something with a B. Barry Berthal?
Berthal.
That's totally wrong, but y'all know what I'm talking about. Him and his... I want to say girlfriend.
Girlfriend.
I don't want to give a lot away. This is a shitty segment, because I don't know what to say about this movie.
What movie is it?
Carlos. Cut.
Winter Day.
Winter Soldier.
Winter's Orgasm.
Winter Tale. This movie, let me tell you, man. These shitty movies have rape scenes. It's nothing like this God. Fucking movie.
Why are all the rape... Oh.
This movie is... Because it's got Jeremy Renner, and it's got the Olsen sister who's not crazy.
The one that's in the Marvel movies.
Yeah, it's got her.
And she's really good.
And she plays an FBI detective.
I'm looking it up right now, because...
Winter's Kiss.
Cut this, because...
Is it Wind River?
Wind River.
I'm cutting this whole fucking episode.
That movie is really, really good.
Wind River?
It just came out. It's got John Bernthal.
That's going on my watch list.
Don't watch it at work.
No?
The Olsen sister, do not watch it at work.
Dude.
And Jeremy Renner. He plays... It's a good movie, man.
All right, let's do a little housekeeping. Let's wrap the shit.
Okay.
I got my watch list up, finally, if you want to do that.
Cut from when I said...
Oh, I'm sidebar. Cutting all this. Yeah. All this whole fucking segment's getting cut.
Cut the Wind River
cut
stuff.
To watch list?
Well, you just said this cut. Go ahead and say something. Cut.
When I said Wind River, cut that, because that was fucking nonsense.
The whole thing, you just got... All this is fucking getting cut.
I like the idea of the watch list, though.
Yeah, let's finish with the watch list. Cut before it. Cut
you, real
before
quick. 2 seconds.
Watch list.
Two
go.
Seconds?
You got 2 minutes. 58 minutes. 2 minutes.
You
fucking
got, like,
go.
You got 30 seconds.
Joey,
go.
Look at me in the eyes. Start.
Go.
All right, I got What We Do in the Shadows. It sounds...
Don't
like,
describe, just the shit titles.
Man, that movie has been on the list. The
One
watch.
Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
That should bump up.
Okay.
Birdman.
You got Joey Fish's Pizza.
Squid and the Whale.
Okay.
Don't stop him. Just keep going.
Allied.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Are you saying that these are movies? Because I know that they're movies.
No, Allied's really...
Allied is good?
I'm thinking of Enemy. Never mind.
That's also on my list.
Enemy's good.
The Killing of the Sacred Deer, also on my list.
Yeah, good.
Mystery Team.
Absolutely bump it up.
Oh my god, have you not seen that movie?
Bump it up.
I haven't watched it yet. It's got a 42 on Metacritic.
It is so good.
Sideways?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Do the Right Thing.
Absolutely bump it up.
Mm-hmm.
It's got a 91 on Metacritic. The Birdcage.
Spike Lee.
You've never seen Birdcage?
No.
What the fuck?
I haven't seen a lot of movies.
Jesus Christ.
What the fuck?
That was like one of the first movies I saw, and it's about homosexuals. It's a great movie.
And that's why you grew up to be such a responsible boy.
That's why you are the way you are.
Yeah, watch that movie.
Dark City.
Yeah.
Great movie.
The second half of Stalker.
half of Stalker, okay.
I watched the first half, apparently.
How many you got left?
The Good Night and Good Luck. That's my last one.
Absolutely. Okay. Those are all pretty...
That's my official watch list right now. The ones that I like. when I have time. Beautiful. I'm gonna...
Do the right thing, you watch it at work. That's a good one.
All
right,
now it's time for housekeeping.
Yep.
Housekeeping! Housekeeping! Please give us a like. Tell us what to do. Send us an email at thursawp@gmail.com. Give us some feedback. Tell us...
Any feedback would be appreciated. Feedback.
Anybody. Tell us what the fuck.
Maybe we should have put this at the beginning of the episode so people would have actually heard it.
Oh, yeah. That's a good point.
People have definitely turned this off by now.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Hopefully they skip to the
end.
If
you made it to the end, let us know what you think.
Well, we're at an hour, so when we cut it, it's at 50 minutes.
Yeah, it'll be at 50 minutes. So that's tell us not what bad. You, tell us what you think. Give us some feedback.
You
got to
give him an email address.
He did.
Yeah.
I didn't hear that.
thursawp@gmail.com.
He spelled it out for you.
Or give us a SoundCloud comment. Or wherever the hell we host this fucking thing.
Wherever it is, any email would be an improvement.
If you're listening to this, let us know what you think somehow.
And thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for listening to our bullshit. Thank you.
Anything helps, because this is a grassroots kind of project. We just, you know, fucking do.
Busted big nuts. Boy.
Oh, no. No, I don't. Dad, no.
Dad, yes.
No, Dad, don't like. And on that note, good night.
Hey,
good luck.
Thank you for watching.
Mention our outro song, or our intro song.
Right, mention the song.
Oh, yeah.
Let's start the...
Start the podcast over.
No, start the ending segment again. We need
shit. Oh, it's getting cut. Our intro and outro is by Mount Pocono. The song is Sakanaki Oba. Thank you. Good night. Good luck. God bless.